You think your partner is cheating? We bait them on their DMs to see what the truth is.
It's the Love Test with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So this love test was a little different. Victoria, we talked to you the other day, and who did you, that's unrelated to you, you're not in a relationship with, who did you want us to give the love test to?
Well, it was my neighbors, actually.
Right. And why, what evidence did you present that made you want us to give them the love test?
Well, I've just noticed that every time, you know, our neighbor, the husband goes away, there's a car and some other guy that's like coming in her house. To me, it's playing out very obvious that she's having, if not one affair, multiple affairs.
Oh, wow. That's a big statement. Okay.
All right. So, Victoria, normally if you're new to the fam, at this point, Holly would then reveal the conversation that she has sliding up into the DMs of the person that we think is cheating. I don't know if you were able to listen on the air after we hung up with you the other day, but things went a little sideways, Victoria, and some decisions were made.
I couldn't do the love test, Victoria. And I'm sorry that I am sorry that we had you on the air and we went through this whole thing because it felt not right, you know, because you're not in a relationship with them.
Sticking the nose in somebody else's business.
And you don't really, it doesn't feel right.
Right. Now, Victoria.
Wow.
Well, okay, hold on. Now, Victoria, the reason why we do the love test, which on the premise of it is a very awkward segment.
It is. It's not my favorite.
No.
It's not. But one of the reasons why I love it and why we do it is because I was cheated on in the past. And I know that feeling you get when you feel like you're being cheated on and you feel crazy. And I hate for people having that feeling because usually that gut feeling
is
right.
Okay, wait. No. So you guys are now having me back on to make me feel crazy though, but that's okay.
No, we're not trying to make you feel crazy.
That's exactly what you're doing. And Holly, like you have me back on here like, oh, I don't feel comfortable. I regret, like I shouldn't have had you on in the first place. But now you're having me back on just to what? Embarrass me, make me feel bad, what?
No. Honestly,
that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, we had to finish up the segment in all honesty. And
okay, I'm glad I can be your segment for you to just bring someone on and embarrass them and like make them feel bad or whatever. But like, you don't do anything that like I asked you guys to do and you're not taking
okay,
it
Victoria.
Like,
no, hey, Victoria. Wait, hold on. Everybody just calm down for 1 second, Victoria. We've been respectful with you. We haven't done any name calling, and we're not going to do that now.
Oh, okay. So, you're respectful of me.
Yes, we are.
Okay, wow.
Yes, so we're just going to say maybe you should stay out of—
I feel really respected, guys. I feel really respected. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, maybe you should stay out of people's business and let them handle it because we don't know what's going on in those people's lives.
That's our own lives. Like,
right. Then
maybe you guys should stay out of people's business. You do this segment, okay, and then you're wanting people to get—you want to get in their business because you're having people on— and you're saying, oh, tell us about it. And I call you. I tell you what's going on. And then you guys just, like, call me back up just to tell
all right,
me, no,
Victoria,
we don't like what you're doing.
Victoria,
I have to turn
all right,
you down.
We're just going to go ahead and say thank you so much. Sorry we couldn't help you. And
yeah, thank you for nothing. Thank
yes,
you for nothing.
Okay, thank you, baby. All right, bye-bye now.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Well, there we go.
Okay, well, that was awkward.
I was hoping that it wouldn't be like that because I wanted to explain to her.
Well, I feel terrible.
Well, why should you? You shouldn't feel terrible. But listen, everybody who wrote in, who called in, who sent us DMs over the weekend felt the way we felt last week that said, it just didn't feel right. And like we said, the segment already is a little awkward.
It is.
But we validate so many people that have that sinking feeling when you think your person's cheating on you.
I know. I just need a minute.
That's fine.
Can we?
All right. We'll be back.